The intimidation of being beaten by your own supporters when you lose matches and the sound of gun terrify him when playing at the area not far from the terrorist group Boko Haram. Moru Job is the name. Gamen International told AF Radio about his difficult journey of being a footballer. He told us that playing in the Nigerian Premier League was the toughest challenge he ever experienced in his 10-year professional career. Well, let's hear this interesting story.
When I went, what I find was different because when I was moving, they told me that Nigeria, because I watch Nigerian movies, I watch stuff from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So I thought that I'm going in a good city. But they never told me that I'm going to a very, very risky place, a state here, where my Boko Haram is based. So, but when I reach there, so I know that there is no turning back. So, this is my career. This is what I earn to feed my family. So, this I have to do. So, I forget everything.
So, how was it like, the pressure, of the story, you head into a direction that you never knew was the situation?
Yeah, really. When I went there, then I spoke with my wife. I spoke with my mom. So they told me that if you are satisfied with playing there, you can stay. But if you are not, then it's better you just come back. You go where you were playing. So I told them I will be safe because though we are not in the same place, but it's like 25 kilometers from Boko Haram, so you can hear any sound, any gunshot, anything, you just hear it. So it was a very risky place. As a footballer, when you are playing, you and your mind is not steady, it's always difficult to deliver. And that place also, I learned a lot. I learned a lot because playing there, if you can play in the state I was, I think you can play in anywhere in the world, because the pressure there is more than a pressure, because the fans, they don't want to draw. Anytime we draw, we don't go home. We'll be there at the stadium till 10 p.m. because if you go out, maybe they'll kill you. So they don't want to draw. You have to hide for 3 days. You don't have to go out to eat even at the restaurants. If you go, maybe her. Because there are this tribe, is Kanuri, they are called Kanuri. Hausas are many there, but Kanuri people, and they are also radical. So they always want to see a home game. I mean, they don't mind if you go, you lose 6-0. It's not their problem, but home, you have to win. So I was there my first 6 games. I couldn't play the first 6 games because my international transfer was not... approved by the Nigerian Federation. So I was training. They were playing, though the team was not doing good. In the first 6 games, we draw 2, win 1, then lose the rest. So after, they have to change the other goalkeeper because he's the captain. The goalkeeper is the captain. They have to check another goalkeeper. Then when he came, 5 games without a win, so we start struggling. So in our 13th league game, 12th or 13th league game, Kwara United, long distance, maybe 1 hour, 30 minutes flight from that state, Ilori state. So winning there is always difficult. So we went there, we start. That was my first game. The game was around 3 p.m., so the sun was very, very hot. So we start the game very good in the first in the first 15-20 minutes, we score 2 goals, then we kill the game. So in the last minute, they got a penalty, they score. So we won that game. So the following morning, they put me in the newspapers that because our coach is the assistant coach of the Super Eagle, the national team, the men's national team, Imama. So they put in the newspaper that Imama saluted the Gambian goalkeeper for being fantastic throughout the 90 minutes. So from there, people start to know me. The coaches there, the league, the fans that follow the leagues start to know me.
How does Moru Job cope with the food in Nigeria?
When I went there, my first difficult thing was not eating their food, was fufu. Because anytime I eat it, then that day I will not even train, so they have to stop me from eating it. So I have to eat rice or pasta. These 2 things I eat every day. So Despite I don't like rice, but I have to manage with that. It was a nice place, but very difficult to play.